Okay, Shane, we are back on the record.
Thank you, Kelly. All right, can we get a motion from a board member to go back on the record?
This is Curtis. I motion to return to the record.
Thank you, Curtis. Can we get a second?
I'll second Cheryl Stedman.
Thank you, Cheryl. We'll do a roll call vote to go back on the record. Cheryl Stedman?
Here.
You're voting in favor of going back on the record?
Yes, sorry.
No, that's, thank you. Shane Yardley, yes. Wendy Russen?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
Mandy Lou?
Yes.
Curtis Nelson?
Yes.
A quorum of the board being present, the board finds the following allegations true and factual. Allegation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all true and factual. The board makes the following recommendations. 1, that respondent be found to have engaged in the acts, practices, and omissions as alleged herein. 2, that by engaging in the above acts, practices, and omissions, respondent be found to have violated Utah Code annotated 58-1-5012A3. And 3, that an order be issued A, revoking respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah. B, prohibiting respondent from applying for any license with the division for a period of 24 months after the director's final order has been issued. C, requiring that 3 months before applying for licensure, respondent undergo a mental health and physical fitness for duty evaluation by an approved evaluator, pre-approved by the division, and cause the results of the evaluation to be provided to the division for their considerations of application. The submitted evaluations must contain a clear statement by the evaluator regarding whether respondent is fit to practice as a nurse. If the evaluation does not contain such a clear statement, it will not be accepted by the division. Additionally, the board would like to recommend a thinking errors course and essay as part of the reapplication process. D, all criminal sanctions must be resolved before applying for licensure. And E, imposing such other sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate pursuant of Utah Code 58-1-401, number 2. Is there a motion to make, to accept these allegations and findings and requests for relief as presented by the board?
This is Curtis. I'll motion to accept all listed findings, recommendations to move forward with division.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Mandy. I'll second.
Thank you, Mandy. We'll do a roll call vote. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley? Yes. Wendy Russen?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
Mandy Lou?
Yes.
And Curtis Nelson?
Yes.
The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendations to the division director. Logan Richard Porter, you will receive a copy of the director's final order once it issues. Does either party have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. So you said it's revoked, but then after 24 months I can apply again. Is that what you said?
Yes. So under the request for relief, number 3, subsection B, it was currently recommended to the board to prohibit the respondent from applying for a period of 5 years, and we have recommended that be considered to be changed to 24 months.
That's for any license, or the nursing license is, like, I'm just confused, because at first you said the nursing license is revoked, but then any license, I can't do it for 2 years. Is that what you said? Or
I guess, sorry.
I'm a little confused. So in 2 years from now, I can reapply for my nursing license?
that's the recommendation to the division. The division has the final say, but that is the board's recommendation, yes.
Okay. And that's, I'm not sure how that works, but would that require me to take the NCLEX again? Because that would be like, no, okay.
Does the division want to weigh in on?
Yeah, it depends on the time frame of when you last worked as a nurse. If it's been over 5 years, then yes, you'd either have to retake the RN NCLEX or you'd have to do a 150 clinical hours plus a RN refresher course. So.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions, Mr. Porter?
Nope.
Thank you. Does the division have any questions for the board?
I don't. Thank you.
Thank you. It looks like our next agenda item is at 1:45. So if we can be back at 1:43, we can go ahead and go off the record for now.